one of the most important things in any kind of qigong or qi training, we call it qi power training, is learning how to deep breathe. And you'll notice in a lot of disciplines that are out there, especially within the martial arts, within meditation, within yoga, with qigong obviously, is some of the different breathing methods that are out there. We break the breathing methods down into three very distinct yet effective methods that you can use while you're learning this. And so what you're going to want to do first is learn how to get the breathing down. Again, everything in this course is going to take a while to become proficient in. So don't worry if it takes you a little while to get some of these breathing concepts down. There are three types of breathing. The first is what's called qigong, or relaxed deep breathing, which has a long inhale and a long exhale. That would be primarily more of a regular breathing pattern. Number two is a yang qi rhythm, which has a long exhale and a short inhale, and that's used to actually push things away from you or to repel things. And then the third thing is a yin qi rhythm with a long inhale and a short exhale, and that's going to be used in order to attract things to you. As we get into the manipulation process, it's going to be designed in order to attract objects or even people to you. So it's very important that you understand how these things work. The first concept in the breathing pattern, though, is make sure that you're doing it in a relaxed fashion, even though you'll notice that some of the breathing, specifically the yang qi and the yin qi rhythm, will sound more coarse, let's say, than the yang qi rhythm breathing. But all of the breathing that we're going to be doing, you wouldn't really do it with a relaxed state of mind. You want to relax your body down. And in general, as we're going through these exercises, outside of maybe some of the tension exercises, you want to learn to relax your body down as much as possible. With the basic qigong breathing, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to be, as you're doing your inhale, your stomach, your tummy, your belly, however you want to refer to it, should actually be going out. We're not going to be breathing through the chest. You'll notice if you ask somebody to take a deep breath, their chest will pop out, you know, like as if they're kind of breathing through their chest. Because what happens is actually, if you look at a baby breathing, we call this either, it has many different names, qigong breathing, some people call it Buddhist breathing, some people call it belly breathing. If you notice a baby, when a baby's breathing, their stomach is moving. You'll notice when you go and maybe look at somebody that's an older adult, they're breathing more through the chest. You do not want to breathe through the chest, you want to breathe through the diaphragm or the stomach. And so that's what we're going to be teaching you here, so that eventually all of your breathing, all of your concept, all of your qi power is going to be coming from the stomach area, the belly area, versus going through the chest, which is what a lot of people are doing, especially as you get older and older. So you're going to want to start to, as you do the inhale, you want your stomach to actually pop out a little bit. And then as you do the exhale, you want it to actually relax and go back in. That is the basic of doing the qigong breathing. Now, you can either do it through your nose or your mouth. Some people will do the inhale through the nose, the exhale through the mouth. You can experiment with it each way. What you'll find out in this course is that we don't try to fit somebody into a situation that's uncomfortable for them. Like I said, relaxation is a mainstay within this entire program. So you have to do what's most relaxing to you. So if I were to say to you, you need to breathe through your nose, and you're not comfortable doing that, you really can't be relaxed, and you may not get as beneficial results as we leave it up to you in order to do it. The only things that we need to maintain is to make sure that you're doing it properly in terms of making sure that the stomach goes out on the inhale and back on the exhale, and that you do it as a qi rhythm type of breathing. That's the first breathing. What we're going to do next is talk a little bit about the yang qi rhythm, go into the yin qi rhythm, and then also some additional exercises that you can do for your breathing.